Okay. Hello and welcome. this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly knit number 447 for the 20th of July, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. Sorry, folks, I'm running a little bit slow today here. So let's see, we've got some new stations in the dashboard here, so I'm going to go and do the whole drill. It's been a while since we needed to do the whole drill. So, yay! So, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. My call sign is Ape-like. I think I gave my call sign, didn't I? Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. And I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four pieces of information we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF login name, well, you know, why not? It's free, and you can do some neat stuff with it. You can ask me during the net, you know, how to go about it. But anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Equilink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank the proprietor of this conference, November. November 0, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you don't have to be connected with SDF to participate. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I don't really have a topic this week, although I do have kind of a question that I might raise later in the net here. So at this point, for the benefit of those of you who maybe, well, let's see, that All-Star, oh, it's still there, All-Star, all right. So for anybody who's listening who's never been on this net before, when I open the floor for check-ins, well, first, you know, I'll go down my list here of the stations that I see on the dashboard. Let me reset the timer here. Okay. I see All-Star 273661, KF6GPE, W1HDA, and KN4NTU. So, with the exception of the All-Star node, all those other stations are in my list here as check-ins, and I will soon call upon each of you for your comments for the net. If there's anyone who can hear me and I did not just now identify you, please come forward now so that I can add you to my list. Right, wasn't expecting anybody, really. Let's start with the All-Star note. All-Star 273661, would you come forward and sign in, please?
KF6GPE coming in on the All-Star note.
Ah, okay. So, Ray, is that your All-Star note, or are you connected to somebody else's All-Star note?
I'm connected via All-Star to somebody else's All-Star note. I thought that was connected to the conference when I first signed in 10 minutes ago, whenever it was, the conference. I figured I'd try to connect to it. It's interesting to see an All-Star node here, and it's actually kind of strange to be using a ham radio to check into the SDFARC net instead of EchoLink. Let's see here. Oh, sorry for the new folks. My name is Ray, Boulder Creek, which is between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz. Call sign is KF6GPE. My SDF username is my call sign. Anyway, back to you, KF6GPE.
All right. Well, it's nice that that works. That's a cool demonstration of All-Star there. So, but I'm still curious if the proprietor or owner of that node is listening and would like to check in. So, that station operator, if you're listening, please come now. Okay, nothing heard. So, Ray, is there some way to to go from an all-star node number to find out the call sign of the station that owns that node?
Maybe. That's a good question. While you carry the net, let me do some Googling, and I'll come up during a recheck to let you know what I find. KF6GPE.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you. All right, let's see. Next on my list here is W1 Hotel Delta Alpha.
W1 Hotel Delta Alpha. My name's Lahita. Hi, it's my first net. My SDF username is JR Conduit, Conduit. And I live in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. W1HDA.
All right, Lahita. Well, thank you for joining us this week. It took me a moment there because I went to look up your username. And so, anyhow, I think this is the first time you've joined us, and I want to welcome you here. Oh, wow, I see that November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, has also joined us. So please stand by, Mike. You'll be coming up real soon now. So, let's see. So, all right, thank you, Wahida. Next on my list is KM4NTU.
Hey there, Wayne and the net. It's great to see some new call signs. That's wonderful. Not much going on here. I was glad I remembered to come in and check in to the net. My SDF username is RTJ, and I think that's all the information you wanted. But, yeah, just trying to get ready for another week and to stay cool. It's been a little hot here in Georgia, but everything else is going fine. And thank you for running the net. Talk to y'all later. 7:30 KN4NTU.
Okay, good to hear from you again, Reese. So let's go with November Zero, Victor Juliet Charlie. Did I say that right? November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie. I might have said Juliet Charlie. Anyway, hi Mike, and you might have missed it, but every time we open the net, we express our gratitude that you let us use this conference to have our little net here.
Oh yeah, thank you, Mike. Hopefully I'm not talking over him, but I just wanted to say thank you as well. 7:30.
Okay, yeah, I'm just now noticing in the chat there that he's not able to talk right now. He's just checking in for, just checking for interference with All-Star. He doesn't have a mic on his computer there. All right, understand that, Mike. Good luck finding that interference, and I hope it's not anything that we're doing. So, let's see, where am I here? Okay. So let's go back and see if Ray has some information about that All-Star note.
Sure thing. First, I wanted to say hi to W1HTA. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah, this is actually Mike Snow, according to VVC. It's hosted at the Minnesota Radio Network is who's got it, and the All-Star dashboard says it's connected to us, as we can see. So anyway, thanks for getting that set up. It's working pretty well. Back to you, KF6QP.
Okay, thank you, Ray. All right, a little mystery solved there. So I guess N0VZC is, that's his All-Star node, and he's investigating some interference issues. So good luck with that, Mike. So I don't see any new call signs, and I don't have a topic this week, although one thing I was going to, I've been using Echolink as a user for like 20 years. But I've recently been tasked to work on a sysop mode Echolink node, and it has not been going well. So I was just going to ask if there's anyone here who has experience running an Echolink node in sysop mode that I might be able to call upon for advice if I run into something that I cannot understand.
I don't have experience with sysop mode, but I like to read manuals. I'll be glad to help you out if I can, but I have no legit experience.
Okay, thank you, Reese. I also read manuals, but I'm getting to the point where I can read a manual one day, and if I don't actually employ what I've learned, 3 days later, I have to read the manual again.
Yes, sir. If we could figure that out, I think we could retire and be rich. I struggle with that as well.
So, without an official topic, the net is an open mic kind of net. If anything that's on your mind, please come now and express what's on your mind.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for the welcome. I forget the call time for the All-Star person and for all of you. This is my very first net ever, and I've been with SDF a little over a year, but I just got my CAM license last month. So thank you, W1HGA.
All right, well, welcome to the hobby then. I hope you have a local club that you can hang out with.
Yes, I had my first contact on when I went to the local club on field day where I tested, and they had a first contact station, which was really nice. So this is my first unsupervised. I'm on EchoLink.
Okay, well, you're moving along pretty quick there, going from field day exam to getting your call sign to getting EchoLink. So you're moving along pretty quickly there. So. I best wishes there for having fun with this hobby. There are so many things you can do with it.
Thanks very much.
So, you know, we do this every week, so we can make it a regular thing if you want to. All right. Does anyone else have something that they want to say?
Wayne, we're about to go on our regular scheduled neighborhood watch patrol with the dogs. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. And I hope I get to pet the cat again. I remember you telling me about your neighbor's cats. I hope everything's been going well with them. But, yeah, that's about all I have to add. It's just hot here in the southeastern United States. I'm glad to hear, I cannot pronounce her name, but I'm glad to hear there's one more female active in ham radio. There's not many of them. Recruit your friends. That's great to have women in ham radio and in STEM in general. Thank you again, Wayne, and 7:30, everybody.
Okay, well, have a good patrol with the doggies there, and we'll look for you next week. Would anyone else like to comment?
KF6GDE recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, Wayne, weather's been an intermittent topic on the net, and I know you turned me on a while ago to ag-wx.com, which I've been watching avidly every day since then. I thought I'd call out to you as West Coast-centric, but there's another great weather blog that a friend of mine pointed me to, weatherwest.com. And he focuses mostly on the West Coast, which is, of course, of interest to me, just given where I live. But he's got some broader stuff, and sometimes it looks like in his blog he talks about how the West Coast weather systems actually influence the rest of the country. So for any weather watchers out there, go check it out, weatherwest.com, KF6GPE.
Okay, I dropped it into the chat there. I don't know, can you read the chat from All-Star there? I think you're using an HT or something, but do you still have your EchoLink app open to see the chat?
Oh, I do. That's a good idea. Let me drop it into the chat now. Thank you, KF6GPE.
Okay, fine business. Thanks for that. I'm going to, you know, check it out, even if, you know, I'm kind of Midwest-centric here, but you never know. So does anyone else want to comment?
Yeah, I just want to say it's been really nice because everybody I've met so far involved with amateur radio has just been really friendly and welcoming, so it's really nice. Thanks. W1HD.
All right, that's great, Wahida. Thanks for, you know, going to the trouble of getting a license and getting your EchoLink set up. Do you have a radio yet to get on the air?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out what router to go. Some people mentioned Raspberry Pi is a thing, but I'd like to have a radio, but something not too expensive to start out.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I always recommend new hams to hook up with their local radio club and make friends with the local hams, because they can give you advice on what kind of radio, which radio, I mean, there's so many radios on the market, and if you're new, you don't necessarily know what features that you need. And so someone who's experienced with radio can guide you to tell you, no, you don't need to buy that very expensive radio. You can buy this much less expensive radio, and it will serve your needs just fine. Also, you don't need to buy a radio brand new. You can buy a used radio that's still perfectly good, and it costs a lot less than a new radio. And you may be doing a favor for the person who's selling that radio because, you know, maybe that guy wants to buy a newer, fancier radio. And by buying his old radio, you supply him with some cash that he can use for that that upgrade. So anyway, and that's just a couple of things that you get by socializing with your local ham. So anyway, good luck. Hope you'll get actually on the air instead of just on the internet real soon now. So do we have any more comments? Okay, well, we've gone about 20 minutes here, which is that's a fair for this net. Sometimes we go 45 minutes, sometimes we go for 3 minutes. So this is kind of in the middle there. Anyway, so let's make a final call for rechecks or comments to the net before I close it out. Okay, this concludes the STF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0022 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, some of us are hanging out in the Anon Radio Commo room on STF. So if you want to log in and go into Comm and then go to the Anon Radio room, we can continue talking there. With that, I will say, this is Net Control Station 89SJ73, everyone. We'll be back here next week. Oh, wait a minute. I just see that ZK2DY has just popped up on the dashboard here. So sorry, Robert, you came in real late. We didn't have a topic this week, but I'm going to put you in the log. Let us know what's on your mind real quick.
Yeah, I won't keep it long. This is Robert, ZK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 13 degrees here, which is about 55 Fahrenheit. We'll get up close to 70 Fahrenheit today. It's turning out to be a beautiful day. Sun is shining, sky is blue. Going to go out to Costco. No updates on my projects. I'm still waiting for stuff to come in from AliExpress to finish my projects. So no updates on those. But I'll just say thank you for taking my check-in. And back to you, BK2D.
Okay, I think there might have been some doubling going on there. All-star node, if you said something, please repeat it. Okay, I guess not. So anyway, well, yeah, thanks for joining us, Robert. Look for you next week. This is AB9FJ, 73, everyone.
73, everyone. Good to hear everyone. KF6 GPE.
73, everybody. W1HDA.